Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today is Iowa's 4th Congressional District Representative, is Randy Feenstra, with us now. So thank you very much, Congressman Feenstra, for coming on.
Hey, Coltrane. Great to be on. It's always good to be on with you.
Absolutely. Well, and I know it's been a couple of months since last we talked, and obviously there's been quite of activity happening at the federal level since we last spoke back in May. I guess we'll get right to it. The hot button issue of the day being the Afghanistan situation. Share with us your thoughts about that entire situation and how quickly the Taliban seemed like they took over the capital once the U.S. president was kind of gone.
Exactly. I want to just tell you, Coltrane, this is heartbreaking to see this chaos unfold in Afghanistan. President Biden put American lives as well as the lives of our allies at risk, and I'm just saddened to see what has taken place. I mean, this is absolutely a colossal leadership failure. My heart goes out. We're getting so many calls into our office of non-government employees that have gone over there over the last 20 years that are working in Afghanistan, that it happened so fast that they couldn't get out, and now they can't get out because the Taliban is blocking all roads, exits, and everything, trying to get to the airport or trying to get out. There's just so many lives at risk right now, and it's very tragic.
And finally, your thoughts, we close out the Afghanistan topic here. Governor Reynolds has come out and said she will allow Afghan refugees to settle here in Iowa. You know, this comes after she had denied a federal request earlier in the year to accept Mexican immigrants into the state. What are your thoughts about those two schools of thought from Governor Reynolds?
I'll just say this. You know, we have been on phone calls and things like that with veterans that, you know, we've had some that had interpreters right next to them that saved their lives and stuff like that. What I want to do is make sure that we vet those that we take. But, you know, first of all, number one is we have to get out the 15,000 Americans that are there. And that to me is priority. But also then those that have fought alongside that specifically helped, you know, as interpreters and stuff like that. I think if we said to them that they had a way to get here, then we owe it to them to make sure that we figure out how that's done. And if we need them to come to Iowa and they're vetted, absolutely.
Well, let's switch gears a little bit. I know the House is taking a look at a special committee to look into the investigation of the Capitol riots back on January 6th. There has been talk about all along since that day, of which, you know, when we had spoke, Congressman Feenstra, you said this was probably one of the more deplorable acts that's ever been in Capitol's history. Now the House is formally taking a look at it. What are your thoughts about, you know, waiting this long to have an investigation? Or first of all, do you even think there should be an investigation into the riots?
First of all, I voted against this partisan exercise that Pelosi's trying to do. Everybody has to remember everything is politics all the time, especially in D.C. And this is a hyper-turbocharged partisan exercise that's happening. We're seeing this with the FBI, CIA, Homeland Security. They're all doing different investigations, and that's what I want to look at when they come out and when they're finished with their investigations. But what's happening right now with Pelosi doing this, you know, again, I just think it's hyper-partisan, and we're not going to gain a lot from partisan politics in this area.
Well, then let's move on and talk about the gargantuan vote in the infrastructure bill. Can you explain some of the detail that part of the infrastructure bill is dedicated to electric cars and green, clean cars, which obviously counteracts what biofuels is meant to do and ethanol industry as well? I mean, if this infrastructure bill does get through, how does that impact Iowa's, you know, ethanol and biofuel industries if we're going to talk about electric cars?
Exactly. So there's really $0 in it for the biofuels industry. And yet when it comes to electric cars, there's just a massive incentive for the purchase of electric cars and then also to put in charging stations. And we've had a lot of discussions with those that are in the private sector right now, our convenience stores and our truck stops. So the bill is pushing this agenda to put electric charging stations in rest stops. You know, what does that do? All of a sudden you're directly competing with your truck stops and your convenience stores. So again, facts are facts that when you look at biofuels, they're the cleanest form of energy right now, and they're even cleaner than electric vehicles because electric vehicles still need electric power. Where does electric power come from? Coal, natural gas, and things like that. So, you know, if anybody wants to argue the point of, well, we got to do this for environment, well, then you have to be for biofuels. And that's the passion that I have and that I'm trying to push in Congress right now.
And another thing that I'd like for you to, you know, kind of tell us a little bit about as far as an update. I know you've been on this kick about meatpacking industry, and it pretty much being cornered by four major companies. And, you know, Iowa is obviously in that discussionary period too here to try and alleviate some of those issues. So can you just briefly describe for us the issues that you see facing the meatpacking industry as it relates to Iowa? And are there any proposed solutions to try and mitigate that?
Exactly. Here's the issue in a nutshell is that 80% of the packing that's going on is with four different companies. And those four companies can literally dictate line speeds of how much they kill. They can dictate the price through formula contracts. They dictate when they want the animals. And frankly, they own the animals. It leaves out any independent producer. And this is our problem. We have a lot of independent producers in our state. I look at it as a monopoly. And we've asked, myself and Senator Grassley and Senator Ernst and so forth, have asked the Department of Justice to look into this monopoly. But we've also had hearings. So the Senate has had hearings. I have gotten our Democrat chair, Chairman Scott, in the Agriculture Committee to have a hearing on this. But you know what? Now that we've had the hearings, now it's time to get things done. When more than 60% of our cattle are sold on formula contracts, we have no idea what that price is, and that really hurts the cash. And so I'm looking forward that we need to look at more price discovery, and that's what we're trying to look at so we can understand exactly what these formulas are from these big packers. At least then you can create a level playing field.
As we wrap up our conversation here today, Congressman Feenstra, I just want to give you an opportunity to get a plug out there for folks to apply for your service academy. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Absolutely. This is so great. So we have the opportunity to nominate people to the service academies. What that is the service academy, the West Point Air Force Academy, Naval Academy, U.S. Merchant Marine Academy. Anybody that's in high school right now that is thinking about going into the military and would like to go to an academy, this is very prestigious. There's a deadline. You can apply. You can just go on our website, feenstra.house.gov. There's an application on there, but that application's got to be in by Friday, October 1st. Friday, October 1st by 5 p.m. We just want some great Iowans. We get a pick and get some great Iowans from the 4th District in these academies. So I would love juniors and seniors to get involved. And if you want to get in the military and be part of getting into an academy, please fill out an application.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Green County program, here with our U.S. Congressman Randy Feenstra from Iowa's 4th Congressional District. Community State Bank in Peyton is an independent, locally owned bank and business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.